a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams, Madtown and surrounding areas. We are back at it with something delicious, and that, of course, is looking at other people in the dating world.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to look at.
There's a lot. Not always so cute, let's be honest.
No, it's not.
It is a hard thing for people to be out there. It's being vulnerable. And we have Mario on the phone. Good morning, Mario. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. Hey. So listen, you are calling because you went out on a date with a lovely lady by the name of whom?
Faith.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Tell us about Faith.
Yes.
We met on Coffee Meets Bagel.
Okay.
And it was really great. We both found out that, you know, we were matched up. We both love painting. We love like board games and cooking. And so, yeah, we met up, decided to meet for dinner at Sardine.
Oh, I love some sardine, honey.
Yeah. Remember that time we went? I love sardine.
And then you can look at the beautiful lake. It's very nice.
It's a great day place. Good job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was great. And like we were able to just like sit and talk and like just enjoy ourselves like a lot. I just really enjoyed her company and really enjoyed talking to her. And we actually stayed until the restaurant closed.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a good date.
That is super good.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. This is getting very juicy, my man.
Yes.
So tell us when you start making out, because I know a makeout is coming
tell
this way.
Well, yeah.
So, yes,
that did happen. Yeah, we decided to have a nightcap, and we went back to my place, and we were having a drink. And yes, some kissing was happening on the couch. And then something that kind of happened. We were interrupted. And I'm sure it was very shocking for her to hear a woman's voice come exclaim that, you know, they didn't know we were home or I was home. And it happens to be my ex-wife because we actually still live in the same apartment. We have separate rooms and we have a completely platonic relationship, but we've known each other for years. And you know, she needs a place to continue living right now for financial reasons. And so she was actually still in the place and kind of interrupted our moment.
Oh, so your roomie interrupted your moment.
Yeah.
A roomie that you've been with for quite some time. That'd be a sticky situation for someone.
That's a sticky situation.
Yeah. It happens.
It does. It
so
does, actually.
Is it just financially she's just like bound to being with you right now?
She's saving up and she's getting her stuff together. And honestly, we got married young and we were more roommates than anything towards the end anyway, which is why we divorced. Mm-hmm. And so it's really not that big of a deal for us.
Right.
But I can understand how it can be a big deal for somebody else. And that was not what I was going to explain that situation to her, but we weren't supposed to be in the apartment at the same time. And there was a miscommunication on my point there. And now I'm afraid that I've scared Faith off.
You know what? I don't know if I would have said anything at the beginning. You just went on a date with somebody. I wouldn't blurt out, by the way.
I'd be like, listen, honey, I have a calendar set in the kitchen when I am dating. And these are the times you are not to come into our home. Mm-mm. And she broke the dating rule.
She did.
She dissed the calendar rules.
She did.
All right. So listen, so obviously you want to get a second date with Faith and kind of explain the situation with her. Did she kind of just like storm out? I mean, because does she even know who this woman was?
Right.
I had to like kind of introduce her and it was awkward. Yeah, sure. It was really awkward. And it was just kind of like, you know, obviously the mood was ruined and Faith wanted to leave and I couldn't blame her. And I, you know, said I'd be in touch and I've tried to reach out a little bit, but I'm not trying to go crazy on her either, but I would really like the chance to explain it. And, you know, I didn't bring it up on the date because it's not who I am. My ex-wife and I, we are friends and that's as far as it goes now. And we're very happy with that.
All
but
right.
I don't need to talk about her all the time on my date, but maybe I should have.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we will call Faith and help you score that second date and kind of just let her know there isn't any interest with your ex. It's just a, you know, way for her to get back onto her feet.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Hopefully we can get a second date with Mario and Faith. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Back at it with Second Date Update. We got our boy Mario on the phone. So listen, this is a scenario that actually is not that different. A lot of people go through this situation.
I think it's very common these days
where you have someone living with you that you used to have an interest with and you've laid down with quite a few times. You might have even put a ring on it.
You might have. And then things just didn't work out. Yeah. Why? You can still be friends.
You can still live together.
Help financially each other.
And that's exactly what happened. Mario went out with Faith. They met on the app Coffee Meets Bagel. Had a really great time at Sardines. And that's really the thing. They went to his house. They were making out. And lo and behold, a woman walks in and happens to be his ex-wife. Whoops. And they do live together. And he hadn't had the time yet to explain this to her.
Right.
Hence, it's the first date. And like you said, Mario, your ex wasn't even supposed to be there. You have like a rule. Like this is our timeline.
Yeah, no, and we're very good with that with each other, and it was just a complete miscommunication on what time and what was going on, and it was a little unplanned on my part of us going back to our place, but it was supposed to be, you know, open.
It was a hot night.
I know.
Yes, it is. All right, let's give her a call. Good luck to you, my man.
Yeah, good luck.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Faith?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Faith.
Hey.
This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, y'all.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We are calling because we are your wing women.
Yes, we are.
Oh.
Just tell her why, Tracy.
Oh, because there's someone who really likes you. And you know what? There's somebody that's really been thinking about you.
Yes.
Quite okay. So.
Do you have an idea of who I might be speaking about?
I think I have a slight idea.
Is it
Mario?
It is.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know.
When's the last time you spoke to Mario?
I mean, the last time I talked to him was when I was at his house and his ex-wife walked in on us. And then I was just kind of like, you know, we haven't really spoken since then.
So here's the thing. We are calling because we do know the details of this amazing date, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, you talked at Sardines till they closed.
I know.
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, no, we had a really, really good conversation.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
So and again, you guys go to his house and you start making out. And then lo and behold, this female storms into the place and is like, hey, guys.
Hi.
And then you're like, who the hell is that?
Right.
It happens.
While you're making out.
Yeah.
While you're making out.
Ooh.
So let's not even wait any longer because it is true. Mario is on the phone and he would like to explain a little bit more about why that woman walked into the door.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Faith.
Hey.
I'm really, really sorry about all that and the just mix up of what was happening. I didn't really get to explain to you that, yes, I do live with my ex-wife, but we've been divorced for almost a full year now. But before that, we got married young and we became just kind of more roommates than anything. And we made that decision a while back. And she's still, you know, saving up and getting ready for a move. And I wanted to explain that to you on the date, but I also didn't want to feel like the guy that was just talking about his ex-wife either. Right. And she wasn't supposed to be home at that time. We have a really good understanding with each other on that. And I mean, she feels terrible. I feel terrible. And I just want a chance to make it up to you.
She feels terrible even.
Yeah, I bet.
So, Mario, you can be 100% honest when you say you have no relations with your ex any longer. There is nothing happening.
No. We are friends. We are close with each other in that we you know, talk to each other about a lot of things, but we're not on that level and haven't been for a long time.
Well, Faith, I guess this is up to you, girl. I mean, if this is something you can, you know, handle.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not going to last forever.
Right. It's probably temporary.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just always kind of wary of when I'm dating guys who are like really close to their exes.
Mm-hmm.
I just I don't know. I just don't like, you know, it just makes me feel weird.
But isn't that a good sign, though, that people can be amicable after something? I mean, is that a good sign? That's a good sign.
I mean, it's nice that he's helping her out. I just wouldn't want that to, like, come in the middle of, you know, if we start dating more, like, you know, a relationship.
Well, listen.
I really don't want her to be, I mean, I'm sure she's a nice person. I just don't want, and I don't want to be a jealous girlfriend, you know?
Right.
I don't want to have that.
Right.
But the thing is, I mean, I've kind of had a couple of days to think about this, and I talked with some of my girlfriends about it. Like, I really do not meet guys that I get along with on these apps. Like, most of them are just creepy or insane.
They are.
90-year-old creepers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's my thinking.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh. Are we saying yes? We can either wait until she moves out, picks us back up when she moves out, mm-hmm. or we just do not go to his apartment until she moves out.
Oh, that's a good one. I like number two.
I like compromise a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's great.
Because I don't, like, we did have such a great date and connection. I don't want to just throw it away.
Sure.
You know, and it's not like she's trying to get him back. You know, it's not like, it seems like they're just friends and roommates, and I understand, I guess, that. You know, an ex-boyfriend and I broke up a while ago. Mm-hmm. We lived together for a month.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we didn't date. Like, we didn't bring people home. Like, I just think that's weird. Like,
sure.
I don't want to go over there if she's still living there. I just don't, you know, I don't want to do that.
All right, so what we're saying here is that we have just scored you to a second date. Is that what we hear?
Yes, but we are not going back to
Totally fair.
I love it. And listen, Trey and I will send you out on a free night back to Sardines. How does that sound?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Great. Thank you, lady.
Yeah, I won't complain about that.
All right. Have fun, you two.
Yeah.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.